Taiwan Today with Natalie So.
Hello and welcome to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So. Radio Taiwan International is featuring a special series of interviews with all the city mayors and county magistrates of Taiwan. We're asking them what makes their part of Taiwan special and how they are promoting the government's new southbound policy. The new southbound policy is aimed to improve business and cultural ties with countries in Southeast Asia, South Asia, New Zealand, and Australia. Today we speak with the county magistrate of Penghu, Cheng Guangfu. Penghu is an archipelago of 90-some islands outside the main island of Taiwan. The islands cover 141 square kilometers, making it the second smallest county in Taiwan. Its traditional name, Pescadores, was given by the Portuguese. They called it Ilhas dos Pescadores, which means fishermen islands. Fisheries is the main industry for Penghu. Penghu is well known for its beautiful beaches and tourism. In fact, it is a member of the most beautiful bays of the world and will host its annual festival next year. Join me today as we hear from Penghu County Magistrate Cheng Guangfu of the Democratic Progressive Party.
你好，夏主持人，各位中央广播电台的。
Hello, RTI listeners. I'm the Penghu County Magistrate, Cheng Guangfu.
Cheng tells us today, Penghu's focus in promoting relations with Southeast Asia.
澎湖县来讲，澎湖可以现在所做的大部分是观光。
Our focus is on tourism. We know that Penghu's Bay is a member of the world's most beautiful bays. Next year, in 2018, we will host the Most Beautiful Bays in the World Festival. There will be 25 countries and 41 regions participating. The association is part of the United Nations. Its purpose is to promote the ocean's ecology and culture. So Penghu's clean and beautiful bay has enabled it to be ranked as one of the world's most beautiful bays. We are very honored to host the annual Most Beautiful Bays in the World Festival next year. We will have many events in September and October, and it is a great time for listeners to come. We will have a World Food Fair featuring cuisine from over 10 countries. We will also have a beauty contest for the queen of the world's most beautiful bay. This year, we're going to warm up between September 19th and 23rd, and we expect people from 50 countries to come to Penghu. We expect people from 70 countries to come next year to participate in the annual festival.
Penghu County Magistrate Tan explains how yachts and yacht marinas are going to be a new attraction in Penghu.
Besides the beauty pageant and food fair, we will also have a yacht expo. Penghu and its over 90 islands is like a string of pearls, and about 20 of them are inhabited. We will also have a forum introducing countries with the most beautiful bays, and our local government will introduce our local industries. So through these activities, we hope that more people around the world, and of course in Southeast Asia, can know more about Penghu.
Chen highlights Penghu's new immigrant population and the role they can play in Taiwan's new southbound policy in building bridges to Southeast Asia.
We actually have many residents from Southeast Asia. We have around 1,500 foreign spouses. Many of these new immigrants are Vietnamese, Thai, and Indonesian. We hope that some of these new immigrants will become tour guides for our visitors from Thailand, Singapore, and Malaysia. They play an important role in our tourism and cultural exchange.
Chen tells us about the exciting ways Penghu is working to attract even more visitors as they prepare for the Most Beautiful Bays in the World Festival.
We hope that next year's Most Beautiful Bays in the World gathering will not just be an annual meeting, but rather a festival. We are going to have a yacht expo. We are building yacht marinas, and one has already been set up in Ma Gong with over 50 spaces. We are also going to build four more in Penghu's major islands. This will be a major attraction for those who like to go island hopping. We hope to attract yachts from Hong Kong and Singapore. This will make it easier for people to travel to our over 90 islands. So, in addition to welcoming visitors from Southeast Asia, we also want to welcome yacht lovers to come and tour Penghu's islands.
Penghu County Magistrate Chen gives us a history lesson on Penghu and explains why it is such a compelling place to visit.
Actually, our history in terms of visitors is older than Taiwan's main island by 400 years. In 1264, in the Yuan Dynasty, Xin Yi Shi came here. Then the Dutch came in 1622 to set up the Hongmao port. In 1684, Penghu was delineated as a part of the Qing Dynasty. So our culture has a longer history than Taiwan. So we have much historical architecture and many cultural artifacts from those eras. This cultural history does have connections to Southeast Asia and Hong Kong and Guangzhou.
You're listening to Taiwan Today, and we are here with Penghu County Magistrate Cheng Guangfu, telling us about that wonderful county. Before he tells us more about how they're working to build ties with Southeast Asia, let's listen to a very famous song about Penghu's beautiful bay. It's called Grandma's Penghu Bay.
晚风轻拂澎湖湾，白浪逐沙滩，没有椰林缀斜阳，只是一片海蓝蓝。坐在门前的矮墙上，一片片怀想，也是黄昏的沙滩上，有着脚印两对半。那时外婆拄着杖，将我手轻轻挽。 晚风轻拂澎湖湾，白浪逐沙滩。 没有椰林缀斜阳，只是一片海蓝蓝。坐在门前的矮墙上，一遍遍怀想，也是黄昏的沙滩上，有着脚印两对半。那时外婆拄着杖，将我手轻轻挽。 一个脚印是笑语一串，消磨许多时光，直到夜色吞没我俩在回家的路上。澎湖湾，澎湖湾，外婆的澎湖湾，有我许多的童年幻想，阳光，沙滩。 海浪仙人掌，还有一位老船长。那罗啊，那罗啊，那咿呀那哟呀，哎呀。
The sound of the Puyuma tribe on Radio Taiwan International.
You're listening to Taiwan Today, and I'm Natalie. So, Radio Taiwan International is airing a special series of interviews with all of Taiwan's city mayors and county magistrates about how they're promoting exchanges with Southeast Asia. Today, we hear from the county magistrate of Penghu, the archipelago of 90-some islands outside of Taiwan's main island. Cheng Guangfu tells us how they're promoting ties with Southeast Asia.
In terms of the ocean's ecology and environmental protection, we can have more exchanges with Vietnam, the Philippines, and Indonesia. Many of our new immigrants can play an important role in these ties. We have many centers that serve the new immigrant community. We hope to train them to be our tour guides. They can use their native languages, their natural strengths in this capacity. We'll train them in terms of Penghu's history, architecture, and destinations. That way, when visitors come from Vietnam, the Philippines, or Thailand, they can serve as tour guides to them. As for other needs of this population, such as their children's education and finding employment, we have special services to help them.
Chen tells us more about how they're trying to promote Penghu as a tourism destination.
Yachts, tourism, and the ocean's ecology are all important elements in our nation's tourism industry that the government is promoting. Penghu was created by a volcanic eruption 1,500 years ago, so it is an archipelago of over 90 islands. The water is very clear, and the coastlines are especially beautiful. Our scuba diving and fishing is quite popular. The area is very suitable for yachts because the water is so clear, the beaches are beautiful, and there are so many islands. We have 8,000 square kilometers of ocean water between these 90 islands. We are going to promote 5 yacht marinas as part of our tourism campaign. Ma Gong's fishing port has already been transformed into a yacht marina with over 50 spaces. Next, we are going to set up marinas in Qimei, Wang'an, Baisha, and Xi'i. So we look forward to welcoming boats from Cebu, the Philippines, Hong Kong, and Singapore. We have thus been participating in travel expos in Hong Kong and Singapore to promote travel to Penghu. In addition to visiting Penghu by boat, we are also promoting more flights to Penghu from places like Singapore and Hong Kong. We have direct flights to Penghu now. We also have the Penghu National University of Science and Technology. We are promoting student exchanges with Vietnam to promote academic and business ties. We hope to expand these exchanges in biotechnology to Thailand and other Southeast Asian countries as well. We are very progressive in terms of ocean ecology, such as raising sea urchins. So we have much to share with countries like Thailand and Indonesia.
In addition to promoting tourism, Penghu County Magistrate Tsang Guangfu tells us the new exciting industry that Penghu is building.
Penghu is working to build renewable energy sources such as the wind, sun, and ocean. The increase of CO2 emissions is really going to have a big impact on the ocean's ecology. That's why we're building our sources of renewable energy from nature, the wind, sun, and ocean waves. Since Penghu is an island, it is really suited to harness wind power. We hope that as our technology matures, we can have exchanges with Vietnam, Indonesia, and Thailand. We also have much sun and many waves here, so we are researching these types of renewable energy and hope to make a contribution to this field. We are also promoting the use of electric scooters and cars, and we hope that we can become a model for a low-carbon island. We hope to have exchanges with Southeast Asian countries in this industry. We are developing our wind power industry and learning to harness wind not only on our islands, but in the ocean as well. We'd like to use our research and technology to help countries in Southeast Asia.
Penghu County Magistrate Tsang Guangfu gives a final warm welcome to all of our listeners to come visit Penghu.
We have many historical sites and much to see here all year round. We welcome all of you to Penghu. See you in Penghu.
欢迎大家, 澎湖见!
That's Penghu County Magistrate Tsang Guangfu telling us all about Penghu's tourism and its exciting plans for its renewable energy sector and its relations with Southeast Asia. This interview is part of Radio Taiwan International's series of interviews with Taiwan's city mayors and county magistrates. Thanks for tuning in to Taiwan Today. I'm Natalie So.
You're listening to Radio Taiwan International
from Taipei, Taiwan.